بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected brothers and sisters, inshallah tonight we will go over a few ayat from the 22nd juz and the 23rd juz. Towards the ending of the 22nd juz is Surah Yasin. In hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has referred to Surah Yasin as the heart of Quran. This is a very mubarak surah that a person who recites this surah and then makes dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that individual's dua as well. In hadith, it is mentioned the one who recites Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills all of his needs and takes care of all of his needs throughout the day. Reciting this by a person who is passing away, then the coming out of the soul also becomes easy for that person. So there are many fawaid and many benefits of Surah Yasin. Ulama explain one of the reasons why it is called the qalb and the heart of Quran is because the three main topics of Quran are all discussed in Surah Yasin. The usul of deen, the usul and the fundamental aspects of our deen, which is the belief in the Tawheed of Allah, belief in the Risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and number three, the belief in Akhirah and the life after death. All three of these aspects have been discussed in great detail in Surah Yasin. So this is the reason ulama have explained that this is called the Qalb of Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off Surah Yasin by talking about the Nubuwah and the Risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursalin. After taking qasam and oath, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, you are from amongst the messengers. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are from amongst the anbiya. Ala sirat al mustaqim, you are on the right path. So what does this mean? Sirat al mustaqim is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah. Anything other than sunnah is balala. And sirat mustaqim is the path and the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah is saying, you are on sirat mustaqim. Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim, this Quran is wahi. It is revelation. It has come down. And tanzeel, as we explained before, tanzeel means to come, to bring down. So one meaning of tanzeel is revelation. Allah sent it down. Another meaning of tanzeel is that Allah brought it down. How can we understand Kalamullah? Even if a very intelligent person of dunya speaks, then it may be difficult for us to understand if he uses very high vocabulary, because he is an intelligent person. But imagine Allah, who is the creator of the universe. When he speaks, how are we able to understand Allah? So Allah made Quran such that he brought it down to the level that man can understand the speech of Allah. What a ni'mah of Allah. This is the meaning of tanzeel. That Allah has brought down the Quran, otherwise we could not understand Quran, because this is Kalamullah. This is too high for anyone to understand. But Allah had such a favor upon mankind that Allah brought his Kalam down to the level where mankind can understand the speech of Allah. What a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. This is the Tanzeel. This is the revelation from the Mighty Allah and the Most Merciful. Why has Quran come down? What is the maqsad of Quran coming down? This also we have to understand. What is the reason why Allah sent down Quran? لِتُنذِرْ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرْ أَبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. So that you may warn and invite the people whose forefathers were not warned by a Nabi, and those people who were negligent. Because before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right, the previous Nabi before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Isa alayhi wa sallam, and there was a gap of approximately 600 years between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Isa alayhi wa sallam. So between them, there was no Nabi that came. So this is the time that Allah is saying, so that you may warn the people whose forefathers were not warned by a Nabi, and they were in complete negligence. So this shows us the maqsood of Quran. The maqsad of Quran is tabligh and inzar, to warn people about haqq, about reality. About the reality, because mankind is in falsehood, to take them out from falsehood and deception and to bring them onto reality. That is the objective of Quran, subhanAllah. So Allah is talking about Risala right now. This is all the topic of Risala, First, Allah said, "You are the messenger," and you are the messenger, and Allah sent. Because what is a messenger? Messenger is the representative of Allah on earth. That is the meaning of messenger. Messenger is Allah's representative on earth. That he tells people what Allah wants from you. So that is a messenger. What is the law of Allah? Quran. So what is the job of the messenger? Why Quran came down? So that the messenger may teach and convey this Quran to others so that they may submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the job of a messenger. So Allah is talking about Risala right in the beginning. In Surah Yasin. All of it is about the Risala and the Nubuwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that just like you have to warn the people, previously also we sent many Anbiya also. And Anbiya used to come not only individually, but many times Allah would send Anbiya as a jama'ah, as a group. Sometimes Allah would send two at the same time. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes Allah would send two, three at the same time. For example, in the time of Musa al-Islam, Musa al-Islam was Nabi. At the same time, Shu'ayb al-Islam was making effort in Madian. Subhanallah. Yusuf al-Islam is the son. At the same time, Yaqub al-Islam is the Nabi. Ibrahim al-Islam is his son. In the time of Ibrahim al-Islam is Lut al-Islam. So many Anbiya were working at the same time. And sometimes Allah would send many Anbiya together to work on a certain nation. This is how it is explained in Surah Yasin. Allah says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. Give them the example of the people of the village. So ulama explained this village is called Antakya. Antakya, this was the name of this village. Right? This was a long time ago. So give them the example of a village. إِذْ جَاءَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. So all of this is about the Risala. I said Surah Yasin covers all three topics. Risala, Tawheed and Akhirah. This is why it is called Qalbul Quran. Because these are the three markazi and the central topics of Quran. All the other commands of Allah rotate around these central topics, right? These are the main central topics and the main topics of discussion of Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ. When we sent to Antakya, we sent two Anbiya, but the people rejected. فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. So we sent a third one to strengthen them and to reinforce them. And then all of them together, they said, "Inna ilaykum mursalun." We have been sent by Allah to you. Qalu, the people said, "Ma antum illa basharun mithluna." You are just human beings like us. Wa ma anzala ar-rahmanu min shay. Allah didn't reveal anything. You are lying. Na'udhu billah. In antum illa takdibun. The people said to Anbiya, "You are lying." So what did they do? They did takdib. Subhanallah. This is a very interesting point to understand, my respected brothers. Allahu Akbar. This is the system of Allah. I always mention the qanun and the system. This is what we try to understand from Quran. Antakya was living a normal life. They were living a normal life. Right? No difficulties came to them. When Anbiya came and gave da'wah to them, and they rejected the da'wah, now difficulties started to come to them. Subhanallah. So Allah's nusra is with da'wah. And when anyone comes in opposition to da'wah, then Allah's nusrat comes against that individual. So Antakya were living a peaceful life. There was no drought. There was no apparent difficulty. Even though they were on kufr. So it's not the kufr that destroyed them. It's the rejection of da'wah that destroyed them. It's the rejection. Because the nusrat of Allah is with da'wah. When anyone opposes and rejects the da'wah, then Allah helps the da'i and Allah Ta'ala sends the difficulty upon the madru. So this is the system of Allah. So Antakya, so that's why they say Nusra of Allah is with da'wah ilallah. Nusra of Allah, this is very clear in Surah Yasin. So the Antakya, they denied. They said, we will not. Antakya said, we will not believe you. Anbiya said, okay, our job is to invite. We cannot force you. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. We have to make our da'wah very clear. And this is what we are doing. So, after they rejected the da'wah, then Antakya, they were put in a difficulty in terms of drought, in terms of difficulties. Because they rejected the da'wah. When they rejected the da'wah, then Antakya said to the Anbiya, إِنَّا تَطَيَّرُنَا بِكُمْ. That we see that you have come with evil. Before you started inviting us, we were living peacefully. There was no drought. But now, once you started inviting us, now we started to experience drought. We are experiencing difficult conditions. Difficulty is coming to us. So we find that you have come with a lot of nahusat, a lot of evil. Oh, Anbiya, stop your da'wah, leave. Otherwise, we will stone you. Anbiya, they said, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. The drought and the difficulty that you are experiencing is not because of our da'wah, but it is because you rejected the da'wah. SubhanAllah. This is a very important point to understand. Da'wah comes with khair. The rejection of da'wah is that which causes difficulties to come. So Anbiya said, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. You think that because we came, difficulties are coming to you? No, it's not because of that. It's because the da'wah that we presented to you of the haq, you rejected that, and Allah's help is with us, that's why you are facing difficulties. طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. أَيْنْ ذُكِّرْتُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. So the people continue to deny. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, there was one pious person named Habib Najjar. Habib Najjar. And he was not a Nabi. He was a pious person. And he saw that his people are not accepting the da'wah of Anbiya. So what did he do? He ran to them from the corner of the city, the furthest point. And he said, Ya qawm ittabi'u al-mursaleen. Oh my people, follow the Anbiya. Accept their invitation. Why accept them? Because they have ikhlas. What is the sign of their ikhlas? اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسَلُكُمْ أَجْرَى وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They don't want any compensation for their effort of da'wah, and they are on the right path. They are not asking any dunya from you. This is a sign of their haqqaniya. This is a sign of their being on haqq. And ulama explained that da'i should never take a compensation for his da'wah. Because his da'wah is primarily amongst those who don't have talab. So if a person will take a compensation from those who don't have talab, then they will start to accuse him that you are doing this for money. So a da'i should never take any money for the da'wah and the effort of da'wah ilallah. This was why Anbiya never used to take any money or any salary or any wage for the effort of da'wah. This is purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are on the right path. So Habib al-Najjar said that I only worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created me. Subhanallah. So the people, they rejected. And not only they rejected, but because he was inviting them, they became so angry that they started to hit him, and they actually killed him also. Ulama explained, they tortured him, and they killed Habib al-Najjar. He was a da'i, they killed him. So he became shaheed. So immediately after he became shaheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qeel, it was already said to him, and this is one interesting point, my brothers and sisters, to listen to. After he gave his life in the path of da'wah ilallah, and he passed away, it was said to him, Udkhulil Jannah, enter into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So ulama explained that a person after dying in the grave does not enter into Jannah. He experiences the conditions of Jannah. The doors of Jannah will be opened up. The bedding of Jannah will be brought. The perfume of Jannah will be brought. The conditions of Jannah a person will experience in the grave. But the Jannah, he will not enter into Jannah, except a shaheed. Shaheed enters Jannah even before the Day of Judgment. The Shuhada right now are in Jannah, subhanAllah. The Shuhada, the only one who goes into Jannah before Qiyamah is a Shaheed. Allahu Akbar. The only person who goes to Jannah before the Day of Judgment is a Shaheed. This is what Rasulullah SAW said. I was just reading this today in Tafsir Uthmani. He mentioned very clearly, he said, Arwahi Shuhada. The souls of the Shuhada are the only souls that are allowed to enter Jannah before the Day of Judgment, subhanAllah. So Habib al-Najjar was told, enter Jannah. He entered Jannah. He already entered Jannah. SubhanAllah. So when he saw the Jannah, and he saw the great honor Allah gave him, even at that time, Tafsir Uthmani mentions, even at that time, his well-wishing for the Ummah did not come to an end. This is a da'i. Even after being tortured by the people who he invites, a da'i still well-wishes for them. Wishes well for them. Even when he enters Jannah, he is killed by them. He says, I wish my people could see the reward Allah gave me so that at least now they could accept Islam. This is how much wus'at, this is how much vastness is in the heart of a da'i. No matter what torture he experiences, he is always showing love and compassion and wants the guidance for others. SubhanAllah. So this is why Allah Ta'ala says in another place in the Quran, When the people passed away in the path of Allah, so to pass away in the path of Allah, a person should look forward to this. This should be the desire of every believer, that I should pass away in the path of Allah. Because the one who passes away in the path of Allah, he will enter Jannah before the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Any other person will only experience the conditions of Jannah in the grave. But the one who passes away in the path of Allah will go to Jannah before the day of judgment. He will be in Jannah right now. He will be in Jannah. Only the shuhada go to Jannah before the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. This is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also desired that I should die in the path of Allah, and then brought back to life. I die in the path of Allah, brought back to life. I die in the path of Allah, and then I be brought back to life. Subhanallah. So this is what Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala is explaining. And then Allah says another place in the Quran, in Surah Muhammad, وَالَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَلَنْ يُضِلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُسْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ. That those who die in the path of Allah, Allah will make their conditions very good for them. We think conditions are only with regards to dunya. But Allah says, dunya is not the real place to enjoy good conditions. The real conditions are after death. So Allah says, after a person dies in the path of Allah, Allah will make his conditions very good. يُسْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ. Allah will make his condition very good. Allah is not talking about dunya. Allah is talking about after death. Allah will make his conditions very good. So the real life and the real place where conditions should... Because a person has to die anyways. Whether I die today or tomorrow, I have to die one day. But the real issue is whether my condition will be good after death or not. Allah says the one who passed away in the path of Allah, Allah will rectify his conditions, make his conditions super and very, very, very enjoyable. So these were a few points with regards to the Risala of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With regards to Risala. So the first part of Surah Yasin is a Risala. What is the job of a Nabi, right? And how many times, and then after they rejected the Anbiya, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I told you, Nusrat is with the Da'i. Nusrat is with Anbiya alayhi musallam. This is the system of Allah explained in the Quran. Immediately after that, what happens? Allah forgive him, Allah give him Jannah, Allah give him honor. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنِّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. That we did not have to send any big army to destroy Antakya. We didn't have to do that. Why? All we did was we told Jibreel, oh Jibreel, just scream. In kanat illah sayha, just scream. Jibreel let out a very big noise. And because of that, فَإِذَاهُمْ خَامِدُونَ, all of them were extinguished suddenly. All of them were finished. Allahu Akbar. Allah just sent one angel, just scream very loud. And all of them were destroyed completely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا حَسَّرَةً عَلَى الْعِبَادِ, that woe be to mankind. Afsos ho insaniyat par. What an evil thing mankind does. What do? Ma yatihim min rasulin illa kanu bi yastazi. Whenever a rasul comes to them, they make fun of the rasul. So this shows that every nabi that came, he did not have a big following. What happened? He did not have a big following. Nowadays people, they look for a big following, na'udhu billah. That is contrary to the mizaj of nubuwat. Anbiya, usually they were people who were harassed in the beginning. They didn't have a lot of followers. So what we learn from this is that whenever the message of Nabi Sallallahu comes to us, we don't reject it. Rather, our success is in accepting it and putting it into practice. This is what we learn in Surah Yasin. So my dear respected brothers, the first part of Surah Yasin was about the Risala of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second part of Surah Yasin is about Tawheed, Subhanallah. The signs of the greatness of Allah. That how we should ponder. We should ponder over the creation of Allah and recognize the oneness and the greatness of Allah. That is the middle part of Surah Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةِ. For you there is a sign in the dead land. That once it was dead, and then Allah sent rain down, أَحْيَيْنَاهَا. We gave life to the dead land. وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. And we brought out grains and fruits and vegetables from this dead land which had nothing. Allah brought it up. Subhanallah. This is why the ulama explained every day we should have a time for muraqabah and tafakkur, where we close our eyes and just think about the creation of Allah. Inshallah, Sunday after Dhuhr Salah, we will have a session on how to do the dhikr of Allah. There will be a session especially for the mu'taqifeen, where all the brothers and sisters are requested to listen after Dhuhr, inshallah. We will talk about how to do dhikr of Allah and what to think about when doing dhikr. So that our hearts will be drowning in the ma'rifat of Allah. Because saying subhanallah is one thing. But saying subhanallah going deep inside is another thing. Saying alhamdulillah is one thing with the tongue. But going deep and swimming in the ocean of alhamdulillah is another thing. Saying la ilaha illallah is one thing. But saying la ilaha illallah while swimming in the ocean of la ilaha illallah is another thing. So inshallah, on Sunday after Allah Salah, we'll explain how to do the dhikr of Allah so that we can gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa through His dhikr. So one is muraqabah, that sometime, a portion of the day, we should sit down, just think about the creation of Allah. Ashay wa asluhu, think about the thing and its origin. Think about a human being and then its origin. Think about the tree and then its origin. Think about the fruit and then its origin. Subhanallah. From one seed, how Allah brought so many fruits. Subhanallah. From one dirty drop of semen, how Allah created this human being. Allahu Akbar. So ashay wa asluhu. And then think ashay wa adumuhu. That thing, what if that thing was not there? What if I didn't have a nose? How life would be if I couldn't smell? Think about the eyes. What if the eyes were not there? Think about the ears. What if the ears were not there? Ashay wa adumuhu. Think about the thing and then what if that thing was not there? And then think ashay wa khilafuhu. Think about that ni'mah and what if that ni'mah was there but it worked in the opposite way? For example, the eyes. What if they saw too much? Then I could be able to see the bacteria in my food. I would not be able to eat also. What if my eyes saw too less? Then I could not even see you. I would have to, I would bump into everything. My ears, if I heard too much, I could hear the ants crawling also. That would not be allow me to sleep. If I heard too less, I would have to ask you again and again. Oh, repeat it again, my brother, repeat. Memory, if I knew too much, then my relative who passed away, I would, after 10 years, remember that same incident as if it happened today, if my memory was too much. So Allah kept memory not too strong, to keep us happy. But Allah didn't make our memory too weak also, that now I have to ask you your name every day. So everything perfect. So think about memory and khilaf. What if memory worked differently? The sun is there. What if the sun was not there? Okay, what if the sun was there but it was a little closer? What if the sun was there but it was a little further? So this is how to do muraqabah over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we can take. We can take the moon, we can take the tree, we can take the stars, we can take our hand, our feet, our legs, our eyes, our heart. We can do muraqabah for hours together. The more you do muraqabah, you will swim in the ocean of the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what Allah is teaching in Surah Yasin, the Tawheed. Think about the land. There was nothing there, it was only land. Subhanallah, how Allah brought out the fruits, how Allah brought out the crops. And then think, وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا جَنَّاتٍ مِّن نَخِيلٍ. Then from this ground we brought date palm trees, and then we bought grapes. لِيَأْكُلُوا مِّن ثَمَرِهِ, so that the people can eat from the fruits. Subhanallah. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ. Think about the night time. What if there was no night? How miserable life would become. Or what if there was always night? How miserable life would become. Subhanallah. Allah says, وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ. We gave night also, so that we can think. What a ni'mah of Allah. We should take our time just to think about the creation of Allah and recognize Allah. The oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارَ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارَ. That we draw the day out from the night. So the night is there. Right? The night is there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we draw day out of it and they are suddenly left in darkness. Subhanallah. So daytime is there basically. Daytime is there. And then we pull out the daytime and make it dark again. Subhanallah. How Allah is explaining. It's like the day is the cover of the night. Night is asal. The day is the covering. So when sunset happens, we're removing the skin of daytime and then it becomes dark again. And then when the day comes again, we put back the skin. We bring the daylight back. نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارَ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُظْلِمُونَ. Subhanallah. وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرٍّ لَهَا. How the sun rotates, how the sun revolves, so perfect. Neither close, neither far. وَالْقَمَرُ, the moon also. If the sun was not there, we would not exist. If the moon was not there, we would not exist. How we need the moonlight also, we need the sunlight also. How Allah made it so perfect, this is the sign of the ilm of Allah. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Two qualities. Why Allah does all this? Because He is able to do whatever He wants and He knows how to do everything perfectly. He knows the sun should be there, not here. And He knows the sun should not be there also. He knows the sun should be the exact place. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. And then Allah Ta'ala talks about وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ أَنَّا حَمَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ. That we made them board on a ship. Subhanallah. Right? On a ship. And then وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِي مَا يَرْكَبُونَ. So just like a ship, we created for them things that they can board on. So there are certain things Allah created which float on the water. There are certain things Allah created which don't float on the water, they sink. So imagine if everything sunk, then how would we have a ship? Imagine if the ship was not able to float on water and sail on water, then there was no means of transportation. Allah made certain items float on the water. Allah made certain items go down in the water. This is Allah. La ilaha illallah. These are things to ponder over. This is why, rahmatan minna. This is because of our mercy to you. Also, why? وَمَتَاعًا إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. Because we want you to live in this dunya for a short while, because we are testing you. So the first topic of Surah Yasin was Risala. The second topic of Surah Yasin was Tawheed. The third topic of Surah Yasin is Akhirah. وَنُفِقَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. That now when the trumpet will be blown, and then they will come out from their graves, and they will rush to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Woe be to us, who resurrected us from this ground? So it will be said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. This is what Allah promised you in dunya, that you will be resurrected. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And the messengers who came to you, they were truthful in what they said. Subhanallah. Allah ta'ala said, إِنْ كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا. It was only one scream, right? After which, immediately everyone got up and they gathered together in the plains of Mahshar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Jannah, the people will be enjoying. On the day of judgment and in Jannah, subhanallah. Hum wa azwajuhum, the people with their spouses, they will be sitting together on nice couches in the shade and they will be enjoying. Hum wa azwajuhum fi dhilalin ala al-ara'iki muttaki'un. Lahum fiha faqiha, they will have fruits. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا down, they will have whatever they ask for. Salam, they will receive a greeting from of peace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we hear the ayat of Jannah, this should excite us. This should, you know, if somebody gives us a good news that in just a few minutes you're going to experience something very exciting, a lot of money is going to be given to you. Imagine the excitement. We believe that news, but we don't believe the news of Allah. Every ayat of Quran should make our hearts so excited, almost about to die. A believer should be almost close to death because of his happiness, subhanallah, when reading the ayat of Jannah. This is haqq. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after, وَمْتَعَزُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Oh mujrims, separate on that day. Ulama, it is mentioned about great ulama, that sometimes the entire night, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah is mentioned in Fazal al-A'mal, sometimes the entire night they would weep and they would cry reading this ayah. وَمْتَعَزُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. I don't know whether I will be with Sahaba or I will be with Namrud, Fir'aun and Haman. Allahu Akbar. This ayat used to scare. What if I thought my amal were good on the day of judgment? Allah will say, okay, you see the munafiqin there? Go with them. May Allah protect them. You see Fir'aun and Abu Jahl? Go join his group. May Allah protect. What if Allah says that? What will happen to me on that day? What can I do on that day? So, great ulama used to recite this verse and cry that I don't know which group I will be. Because in dunya, the kuffar and the Muslims, the munafiq and Muslim will be living together. There will be no separation in dunya because it's darul imtihan. But over there, it is not possible for a mu'min and a kafir to be together. A mu'min and a munafiq to be, everybody will be separate based on their amal. So which group I will be in, I don't know. That's why ulama used to cry when they used to recite this verse. وَمْتَعَزُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And then the limbs of the body will also testify. The mouth will be sealed. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. The hands will speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. Their legs will speak. Right? And then like this. This will happen on the day of judgment. And then lastly, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرُ النَّكِسُ فِي الْخَلْقَ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Whoever we give long age to, he becomes very old. Then Allah Ta'ala reverses him in creation. What does that mean, reverse you in creation? That means that just like a child has no teeth, a person when he grows older, he will become just like a child, no teeth. Just like a child cannot walk, then an adult, very elderly person will also stop being able to walk. Just like a child cannot see very well in the beginning, it takes a time for him to be able to see very clearly. Just like that, the vision of the elderly person will go away also. The child does not have strong memory, the elderly person's memory will also go away. Everything that happened to a child will need to wear a diaper, may Allah protect. Elderly person also cannot excrete and urinate on his own. Allah Ta'ala is saying that this machine of the human being is only made to last for just a few days. Just like you have a cell phone, it's only made to last for maybe 2-3 years. After that, it cannot function anymore. Just the human body is not made to last more than a stipulated amount of time. Even if a person lives more than that, but then he will live like a baby. Subhanallah. This is the reality. So rather than making this dunya objective, focus on akhirah and make that the objective. Because that is where a person will be young, never old, happy, never sad, alive, never dead. Dunya, very small machine. The body is a machine. Allah gave it for a few days. After that, the machine will give up also. The machine will not be able to function more. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ نَنَكِّسُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. This is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. So Surah Yasin is a very interesting surah. And this is Qalbul Quran. And ulama explained the reason for this is because the three main topics of Quran, Risala, which includes Da'wah, number two, Tawheed, and number three, Akhirah. All three central topics of Quran are discussed in Surah Yasin in great detail. All the other topics of Quran, nikah, talaq, inheritance, zakat, riba, business, this, that, all of those rotate around these central topics. These central topics repeat itself throughout Quran. And while these central topics repeat itself, then other injections of Allah will continue to come also in the midst of these central topics of Quran. So because Surah Yasin has these three main topics in great detail, this is why Rasulullah has mentioned this to be Qalbul Quran. We should make a habit of reciting Surah Yasin, memorize Surah Yasin, ponder over Surah Yasin, recite it every morning if we can. Allah will make the whole day easy for us. At night time also recite it if we are able to do so. Whenever you're in difficulty, read Surah Yasin, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In hadith it is mentioned, the one who recites Surah Yasin, he receives the reward as if he completed the recitation of Quran 10 times. So may Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكوننا من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما بقيتنا اللهم جنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا تأويل الحديث ربي زدنا علما اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أن نشرك شيئا نعلمه ونستغفرك لما لا نعلمه اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه ما لم نعلم ونسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على